USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks at the White House as President Trump walks out of a meeting with Democratic leaders. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's decision to walk away from the negotiations is jaw-dropping. The president saying that he wouldn't do any deal with Democrats until investigations of him are over. Schumer says he doesn't think Trump has ever been serious about renovating the nation's highways, bridges, airports, and rails. The president is very angry about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comment that he's engaged in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
Over 60 counties in Oklahoma are under executive order for the disaster following heavy rain over the last several days that's led to historic flooding. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Session Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says President Trump is not required to release his taxes.
Presidents are not required to, and the American public knew that he didn't release them before they voted for him.
In a House hearing today, Mnuchin warned about weaponizing the IRS to go after political opponents. Mnuchin recently defied a House subpoena by Democrats to release several years of the president's personal and business tax returns. Mnuchin says the IRS should not go after political opponents.
Weaponizing the IRS is a major concern of ours that affects all taxpayers in both parties.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering a review of election system security and cybersecurity after learning that two of his state's counties were hacked by the Russians in the 2016 election. Although the breaches did not affect the outcome of the election, the governor says he wants to ensure Florida's election infrastructure is protected at the state and local level. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
On Wednesday, in front of a House Homeland Security Committee, Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen discusses the importance of budget requests.
The request would strengthen the security of our nation through enhanced border security, immigration enforcement, cybersecurity, transportation security, counterterrorism, and resilience to disasters.
McAleen also discusses the importance of additional resources on the southern border.
Put the situation in context. In April, CBP apprehended and encountered almost 110,000 migrants attempting to cross without legal status, the most in a single month in over a decade, and over a third of the total crossings we saw in all of fiscal year 17.
A Virginia medical school is announcing the findings of an independent investigation conducted by a law firm into the offensive yearbook photo uncovered on Governor Ralph Northam's page. The law firm says it failed to verify whether the Democratic governor of Virginia was in the offensive 1984 photo showing a man in blackface.
Governor Northam claimed publicly on February the 2nd that he had not seen the photograph before. We sought out also to determine if we could who was in that photograph, and how it came to be on Governor Northam's personal page in the 1984 EVMS yearbook, and whether its placement there could have been the result of an error.
That's Ben Hatch, the partner at the law firm that did the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.